Chapter 14, Goats and Kids. Perhaps one of the most familiar sights in Palestine and the eastern lands is a shepherd with his flock of sheep or goats, as he takes them out to feed or leads them home to their fold. In our own country, too, we often meet here and there with goats, though perhaps not a whole flock of them. You will have seen them sometimes in the country, no doubt, and may have got out of their way in case they should butt at you with their horns. In the Bible, the goats are often mentioned, or their little ones, which are called kids. These young kids were used for food, and you will remember that Jacob was sent by his mother to fetch two good kids from the flock of goats, so that she could make some savory meat to take to his father Isaac, although it is sad to think they did it in deceit. So we read also that Gideon and Manoah both made ready a kid for the angel that appeared to them. But the angels do not need such food, and you will find they both offered up the kids with fire. Then again we see that goats and even the wild goats were some of the clean beasts which the Jews were allowed to eat. Not only were the kids or goats used for food, but their milk also. Then the goat's hair was used to make clothing, and for the tabernacle it was made into curtains. We read of it also being used to make pillows, for David's wife took a pillow of goat's hair and put it for a bolster. Then she put an image in the bed to make it look as if David was lying there sick. But she had let him down through the window so that he escaped from Saul. One of the chief uses of the goats or kids was for sacrifices. When God was about to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, they were to kill a lamb which had no blemish, or it might be a kid from the goats. Then they had to roast it with fire and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. If there was any left over, it was to be burned with fire. They also had to take blood and sprinkle it upon the two side posts of the doors of their houses, and on the lintel across the tops of the doors. Then they were to stay in their houses while the angel of God went through the land of Egypt to destroy all the firstborn. "When I see the blood," God said, "I will pass over you." This is why it is called the Feast of the Passover, and every year they had to keep it just at the same time. Then, when the people offered a sacrifice to the Lord, it might be one of the goats, but it must be without blemish. There was also that wonderful offering of the scapegoat. When the high priest was to offer a sin offering, he had to take two kids of the goats and cast lots to see which should be the scapegoat. Then one goat was offered as a sin offering, but upon the scapegoat the high priest was to lay his hands and confess over it the sins of the children of Israel. Then the scapegoat was taken into the wilderness with all these sins upon it and there set free. But the great thing with these offerings of goats and other animals is that they represented the one great offering which the Lord Jesus made when he died upon the cross. He offered himself without spot or blemish to God as a sacrifice for the sins of all his people, and there is no other way by which we may be saved. So he is called the Passover for his people, and he is as the scapegoat to bear away their sins into the land of forgetfulness, so that they will be remembered no more. The sacrifices of goats and other animals were used only until Jesus came to fulfill them all. May you seek to be found amongst those for whom he laid down his life a sacrifice. Now for the texts. You will find the account of Gideon in the book of Judges, chapter 6, and of Manoah in chapter 13. The Passover lamb or kid we are told about in the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, and the scapegoat in the 16th of Leviticus. Then you can read in the 5th chapter of the 1st of Corinthians, where Christ is called our Passover.